This is Kent. He's got a secret, and it's hidden inside this red bag. Does he perform in drag every Saturday night? Has he swapped partners with a good friend? Or is he addicted to phone sex? We'll unlock this bag and a whole lot more coming up on Baggage! Reveal their secrets to find a new love. Right now, let's meet our dater. He's a handyman from Portland, Oregon. Please welcome Kent. Hey, Kent, how are you?
Awesome. How are you doing,
Kent? Good to see you.
Thank you.
The way you ran up here, you seem fit. What are you here for?
I have the wow factor. Got to have chemistry. She's got to be hot, sexy, spontaneous, and classy, and on time.
And on time.
Yes.
Okay. So, Kent, what kind of dating experience have you had?
Well, since my divorce, I've been on a lot of dates.
Yes.
And I'm starting to write a self-help book for men.
Ooh.
I call it the three C's.
Now, what are the three C's?
Well, the first one is confidence, not cocky.
Yeah.
And the second one is a genuine compliment. And the third one is chivalry. It's a dying art.
And it's the three C's. Well, we've got some A-listers for you here. But I got to be honest, as you know, they all have some baggage. In fact, we all have some baggage. Are you ready to meet them?
Yes.
Okay, let's do it. She's a pharmaceutical sales rep from Irvine, California. Give it up for Bobby.
Hi, Ken. I'm Bobby, and I'm a very energetic salesperson, originally from Ohio. I like to say that I am a Midwestern girl with a California flair.
Very nice.
Very nice.
I like that bit from Ohio. That's good. Very pretty lady. All right, up next, she's an event planner from Minneapolis, Minnesota. Say hello to Jan.
Hi, Ken. I'm a loving mother who also loves to party and I'm looking for someone to go clubbing with.
Nice to party. Pretty good. And finally, she's a nanny from Chicago. Please welcome Leslie.
Hi, Ken. I'm a low-maintenance princess. That means I like nice things, but I'm not materialistic. I'm really funny, and I'd like to make you laugh.
She's a nanny. That's not how I picture Mary Poppins, but we'll see. As you can see, these ladies brought a small, medium, and large bag, each hiding a personal secret, otherwise known, of course, as their baggage. Now, of course, the bigger the bag, the bigger the baggage. This way, Kent can obtain information in three bags that would take him 3 months to find out otherwise. Ladies, it is time to reveal your smallest piece of baggage. Let's start with Bobby.
Wow, man.
I have $1.12 in my savings account. Are you saving for a rainy minute? So she spends what she gets.
Shopaholic, baby. Does she just compulsively spend all the time?
Yeah.
Well, I actually am a hardworking girl. I'm a pharmaceutical rep. But I like to shop. I like to look good for my man. I like clothes. I like shoes. And I'm a very big accessorizer.
The result is pretty good.
Awesome.
So she shops well. Okay. All right, Jan, if you will please open your baggage.
No way, dude.
I have over 800 Beanie Babies. 800 babies, you are in good shape. Kind of obsessive, you think?
Could she be a hoarder?
A hoarder?
Yeah, I mean, 800?
Hoarder.
Hoarder, yes.
Jan.
It's a lot. I can't give them up. When they first came out, I had an obsession with them. They're just so cute. I can't give them up.
If there's a relationship that ensues here,
no.
Will there be room for Kent?
There's plenty of room for Kent.
Leslie, please reveal your baggage. I sleep until noon every day. Well?
I start my day 4:35 every day. My day's up and over and done before she's got out of bed.
Yeah, that's going to be a problem. But you think the other way, you know, if you want to get out early, she's sleeping till noon. You're a nanny. How does a nanny sleep till noon?
I kind of work for rock and roll people. I keep a rock and roll lifestyle. I'm very European. I'm half German. I eat late. I go to bed late. I get up late.
Well, if you think about it, Europe is 7 hours ahead of time. So when she sleeps till noon...
I'm a busy person.
Yeah. You know.
I'm up and on the go, ready to do stuff.
Well, the ladies have unpacked their smallest baggage and given their side of the story. Up next, it's our deal breaker round when Kent sees what's hidden in their medium-sized bags. Now find out whose baggage gets rolled away when we come back. Where singers reveal their intimate details to find a new love. Now, earlier we saw the secrets inside the lady's smallest bags. We've got Bobby, who has $1.12 in her savings account. Jan, who has over 800 Beanie Babies. And Leslie, who sleeps until noon every day. Kent, it is time now for what we call the deal breaker round, and that means an even bigger piece of baggage. Now, I'm here with the ladies' medium-sized bags, and they're placed here randomly, so Kent won't know which bag belongs to which woman. Now, once he decides what his deal breaker is, the woman who claims that particular bag will, of course, be going home. It is time to reveal more baggage. Bag number one. I get wasted on dates.
Come on.
Well, actually, you could have a clue to which one it is. See who staggers over here. Bag number two. I haven't had a boyfriend in 11 years. That's a lot of batteries. Bag number three. I only shower once a week. Take her out on shower night.
That's a major concern. I take care of myself. She doesn't take care of her hygiene. I mean, what's it say about the rest of her?
I haven't had a boyfriend in 11 years.
That's a red flag. Commitment issues.
It's a red, yeah.
Does she even know how to date?
Well, she should read your book.
There you go. So,
there you go. I get wasted on dates.
Come on. I got a babysit to look out for all the time.
Well, you know, you got to make a choice. Which one of these is your deal breaker?
Jerry, my deal breaker is... I get wasted on dates.
Let's see who staggers over. Ladies, it is time to claim your baggage. Is there something you would like to say?
Well, we'd have a good time.
I'm sorry, Jan, but it is time to pack up and go.
Well, have fun with commitment phobe and waiting for her to get up.
All right. Two women remain. Leslie, who only showers once a week. And Bobby, who hasn't had a boyfriend in 11 years. Ladies, it is time to join me over on the hot seat and we can unlock the truth behind your baggage. Won't you please?
And here's my big baggage. I'm still friends with my exes and stayed best friends with my most recent ex lives next door to me.
All right, Kent, we heard your concerns about their baggage. Let's hear what the ladies have to say about this. So, Bobby, Leslie only showers once a week. What do you say about that?
I said, ew, gross. And I can kind of smell her sitting here right here.
Yeah, it smells good.
Yeah, is there a particular reason for that?
Okay, I guess I'm like a cat. I just don't like to get in the water, even though I'll swim, I'll go to the ocean. But it seems like a big ceremony to sit, get in the tub or get in the shower. So I do a French bath, you know? I just clean all the important areas.
Wow. Well, Leslie, Bobby hasn't had a boyfriend in 11 years. What do you think about that?
Wow. Are you really picky?
It's not like I haven't been in relationships before. I'm just looking for the right guy to come along, and I'm not going to settle.
All right. Well, I tell you what, we only have a short time to get to know each of you, so I'm going to kick it up a notch here. I'm going to ask each of you some questions which will help Kent get to know you better. Let's start with you, Bobby. Will you please step up into the hot spot? What's your biggest turn on?
Someone who knows how to treat a woman.
How do you make a man feel special?
I wear something small and little for them on our dates.
How would you make your date with Kent romantic?
Candles, champagne, roses, chocolate-covered strawberries.
Settle down. Name one activity more fun than sex.
What's more fun than sex?
Yeah, I can't argue with you there.
What do women hate about you?
Well, with this body at 50 years old, wouldn't you hate me too?
Very good. Thank you. Your reaction to that?
Smoking hot.
Smoking hot.
Smoking hot.
Was there any particular answer that really got to you?
Nothing better than sex. Doesn't get any better than that, does it?
Have you ever played shuffleboard? Okay, Leslie, it's your turn to step into the hot spot.
Okay.
Here we go. What is the sexiest part of you?
My brain. It's what it's thinking and what it does with what it thinks. What it does makes my body do with what it thinks.
If you saw Kent on the street, how would you get his attention?
I would probably just walk.
Whoa, I have never seen a brain walk like that. When it comes to lovers, how young is too young?
Wow, I don't know yet.
What do men dislike about you?
Oh, that I run a little bit late sometimes. I know he's on time.
Well, you do sleep till noon, so.
That's why,
I know. That's why you're late, yeah. What celebrity do you fantasize about the most?
Daniel Day-Lewis, absolutely. No question, that's an easy one.
Okay, thank you very much. Kent, what are your thoughts about her?
She's a sexy, beautiful lady.
And those answers, which one strikes you as either great or what was that?
Her brain making her body do things. That's pretty hot, but yeah. What's it gonna do? I'd like to know that.
Okay, Kent, but I don't want you to choose either of them yet because you haven't seen Bobby's and Leslie's biggest baggage, and that, of course, could change everything. And don't forget, Kent has some big baggage, too. Does he perform in drag every Saturday night? Has he swapped partners with a good friend? Or is he addicted to phone sex? One of these is the truth. Find out when we come back. Welcome back to Baggage. I'm here with our data, Kent, a handyman from Portland, Oregon, who's ready to rebuild his love life. Now, these two women are about to reveal their biggest secrets hiding in these bags, and Kent will make his final decision. Will he choose Bobby, who is dating, deprived, and only has a buck in the bank? Or Leslie, the midday snoozer who only showers once a week? Ladies, it is time to reveal your biggest piece of baggage. Bobby, I want to adopt 8 babies from overseas.
Whoa.
Whoa.
Whoa. You really don't want any kids.
Oh. What do you say about that?
Well, I've never been married, I don't have any kids, and there's so many children throughout the world that need loving homes, and I just have that type of heart and want to be able to give back to all these children.
Maybe you could compromise 4 kids? No, okay.
Please?
Leslie, please reveal your baggage. I got divorced 3 days ago.
3 days ago?
It's true.
Rockstar lifestyle, what's going on here? I mean,
hey, I'm handling it really well.
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah. And she's ready for a commitment?
She says she's handling it well, and yeah.
Not too well. I mean, I'm not dancing around.
No.
A little, but not a lot. Yeah.
And you're concerned about that?
She's here. Has she gotten over it and moved on?
Well, yes.
I mean, or is this just going to be a rebound? No, I'm not looking for that. I'm looking for someone for a relationship and build a future.
I haven't had sex for 6 months.
Rebound looking better, huh? Okay. All of a sudden, there's a smile on your face like, oh, okay. Here's the deal. Bobby, tell Kent why he should choose you and not Leslie.
Because I'm a really sweet person. I've never been married, so you don't have to worry about the past like you would with this one over here. And we could be going out at like 10 in the morning on the beach having champagne when this one's just getting home and getting back into bed.
Leslie, tell Kent why he should choose you and not Bobby.
Well, because he would have a lot of fun with me. I'm ready to have some fun. And I don't want to play Angelina and Brad, you know? I just...
Okay. Kent, it is time to choose. Will it be Bobby, who has $1.12 in her savings account, hasn't had a boyfriend in 11 years, and wants to adopt 8 babies from overseas? Or will it be Leslie, who sleeps until noon every day, only showers once a week, and got divorced 3 days ago? Kent, it is time to send one of these ladies packing.
They're both beautiful ladies. Bobby is, she's put together well, detail-oriented. Her manicured nails are hot. She takes care of herself. She wants 8 babies from overseas, and I don't want kids because I've already been there, done that. I've got a daughter, so.
Leslie, the positives, negatives?
Just good spirit, great brain, awesome body. Not quite so detail-oriented. Hygiene, not quite so much there. Wants to sleep most of the day away. That's the big issue for me. They're tough, they're both beautiful, hot, smoking. Both issues are big.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, Leslie. You have too much baggage.
I'm sorry, Leslie. It's time to pack up and go.
Well, I'm sorry, too, because we would have had a lot of fun, but you're going to have a lot of fun with Octomom.
Have one more bag to open, and that, of course, is Kent. Bobby has to decide if she wants to be with him after seeing his big secret. It's decision time when we come back. Great. Well, welcome back to Baggage. Our date of Kent has just chosen Bobby here for a wonderful date, but the tables have turned, and now, of course, it is her decision. What's the secret in Kent's big red bag? Does he perform in drag every Saturday night? Has he swapped partners with a good friend? Or is he addicted to phone sex? Bobby, of those three possibilities, what is the toughest one for you to handle?
Probably the drag. I don't want my guy coming to the door looking like me.
Well, that wouldn't be all bad, but yeah, I get what you're saying. Kent, it is time to reveal your baggage. Oh, I swap partners with a good friend.
Like, how did this all come about here?
was having a party at my house, a pool party, and cleaning up, and then we all ended up in a jacuzzi, and everybody was consensual and hot, and it just kind of happened. And with my friend, and we're still friends to this day.
Would you switch partners with my good friend? I don't know about that. Was this a one-time shot?
Yes, just happened.
I have to ask you this question. Bobby, is this baggage something you can handle?
Yes, Kent, I'll accept your baggage.
Congratulations! Bobby and Kent will enjoy dinner for two at the world-renowned Mastro's Steakhouse in Beverly Hills. Remember, love begins when we carry one another's baggage. We'll see you next time.
Thank you so much for picking me, Kent. I'm still looking forward to having some great times with you.
It's my pleasure. We're 50 and fit and having fun, and I'm looking forward to cooking for you.
Aww.